local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome back here to Pensacola right now. Let's go ahead and get started with traffic and weather together on the fives.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, and Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's get a quick look at our weather.
Tonight, there's a chance a few thunderstorms might rumble through the area, or maybe even a little bit of rain. We've got that chance throughout the evening and late night hours. Look for that. But over the next several days, the rain chance is generally pretty low, only at around 20, maybe 30%, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. High temperatures will run mainly between 80 and 85, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, let's hear our top three stories.
Absolutely. U.S. border communities are already getting the initial surge of migrants as Title 42 expires today. They've had 3 days in a row now where there's been over 10,000 migrants encountered at the border. So we'll see if that picks up or decreases tomorrow. Elon Musk announces that he has found a new CEO for Twitter. An unnamed woman will take over in about 6 weeks. I'm sure he'll release her name here before that happens. And the FDA had a very busy day today. First, they removed the ban of gay and bisexual men from giving blood. And second, the FDA panel voted unanimously in support of the over-the-counter birth control pill. Those are your top three stories. Going over to Joe. Joe, what do you got going on with Palo Fox Market?
Yeah, so exciting news. It's very popular, of course, every Saturday from 9 to 2. Well, in March, Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about expanding it just because of the number of vendors that weren't able to get into the original Palo Fox Market. So now, starting this Saturday, there's Palo Fox Market South. So they're going to blend vendors from the original market with that one and allowing for more local farmers, artists, and craftsmen and women to fill up Plaza Ferdinand in addition to the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. So a lot of action downtown on weekends. Again, that's every Saturday starting between 9 and 2. A couple of local notes. State Fire Marshal's office called in a fire late last night deemed a total loss on Empire Drive. Scambia Fire Rescue says they arrived to find the home 50% involved despite having it under control. In about 15 minutes, the home was deemed a total loss. One firefighter was treated and released with minor injuries after going to a local hospital. A sentencing today for the man who killed another man with a steel propane tank nearly 2 years ago. 36-year-old Timothy Johnson received the 15-year maximum sentence. Back in July of 2021, he got into an argument with another man at Odom's Bar in Century and struck him over the head with that tank. And some good news in Century today, a Brazilian-based company formally signing a lease agreement to establish their first U.S. base operation in Century. Algoplast Corp. has signed a lease agreement to operate at the Industrial Park Building, commonly referred to as the Helicopter Technology Building. They expect to create around 25 jobs within 5 years, and they'll be paying the town of Century $94,000 per year to lease that building. 515 right now. We'll get some state headlines after traffic and weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Tonight, there's a chance a few thunderstorms might rumble through the area, or maybe even a little bit of rain. We've got that chance throughout the evening and late night hours. Look for that. But over the next several days, the rain chance is generally pretty low, only at around 20, maybe 30%, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. High temperatures will run mainly between 80 and 85, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In state headlines, Florida Governor DeSantis and former President Trump are both expected in Iowa this weekend. Trump is going to headline a rally in Des Moines, and DeSantis is going to attend some fundraising events. DeSantis hasn't formally announced his run, but it's expected any day now. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed four healthcare-related bills today targeting COVID-19 mandates. One of the bills prohibits businesses, government agencies, and schools from requiring people to take the COVID-19 test or wear face mask coverings to enter their facilities. And lastly, FDLE says that the Florida Track Kit, which is the sexual assault kit tracking database, is now available for survivors. And this is more than 2 months ahead of schedule. This is based off of Gail's Law that was passed in 2021. And the statewide tracking system allows survivors to monitor location and processing of their barcode of sexual assault kits. And the survivors can also choose to be notified if DNA matches occur, Bobby.
Yeah, by the way, with Governor Ron DeSantis and Trump being in Des Moines this weekend, I did just see that Governor DeSantis has purchased a bunch of TV and radio and digital advertising in Iowa. I'm sure Des Moines as well. And so, getting ready for his launch, I assume, is what's going on with that digital buy or that advertising buy. All right, in national news here, speaking of which, President Trump leads Governor DeSantis by 8 points in the latest Florida primary poll. And President Trump's town hall last night was a big success for CNN. They had a significant viewership boost. Nielsen ratings show that CNN had around 3.3 million viewers compared to Fox's 1.45 million and MSNBC's 1.4 million. And we've already been talking about this off and on, but the Marine veteran is going to be charged by the Manhattan DA in Jordan Neely's subway chokehold death. He will surrender to the NYPD on Friday morning to face the charge of manslaughter in the second degree. Sports, what do we got going on? We got got a lot of games that are off today, but what else we got going on with sports today, Joe?
Yeah, Bobby. Hey, I did want to get this in. I mean, this is the news hour, and when you've got breaking news, you gotta jump in on it. So, pretty cool local headline that just came into the newsroom. We told you last month about how the city of Pensacola was going to be seeking funding from a couple of different sources to be the headquarters for the American Magic sailing team. One of those being the Triumph Gulf Coast. Just today, Triumph Gulf Coast is approving an $8.5 million grant for the Port of Pensacola. That's a big piece of the funding pie that the city needs to move forward with that project to completely renovate, design, and complete Warehouse 10 at the Port of Pensacola for the team's headquarters. The city says this will create 170 jobs for the permanent relocation of American Magic. So that coming into the newsroom just a moment ago.
Very nice.
As far as the sports goes, big night for the NBA. We have two game sixes where we could see either obviously game seven or the elimination of the Boston Celtics, who are in Philadelphia taking on the Sixers, who lead that series 3-2. That doubleheader starts at 6:30 on ESPN, followed by the Suns hosting the Nuggets, with the Nuggets leading 3-2. Suns will be without Chris Paul again. Also, DeAndre Ayton is questionable for that game. In the NHL, doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock on TNT. The Carolina Hurricanes leading the series against the Devils 3-1. They're at home, and the Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars are tied at 2 games apiece. That one starts at 8:30. As you mentioned, a very light schedule in Major League Baseball, but a pretty big game on TV today. Major League Baseball, MLB Network, the Yankees hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. That gets underway at 6:05. Of course, the big night in the NFL is the full schedule release. That'll be at 7 o'clock. We do, you know, as I said earlier in the week, that some of the bigger games would be leaking ahead of time. We know a couple of the Week 1 games. The first game to kick off the Week 1 calendar will be the Chiefs hosting the Lions on Thursday, September 7th, and a big Monday Night Football game, too. The New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers getting a lot of love in primetime, will be taking on Josh Allen and the Bills in a divisional matchup on Monday Night Football. 520 right now. We'll take a break, come back with more headlines. You're listening to the News Hour, Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Call to schedule your tour today.
The internet can be an all-you-can-eat buffet for identity thieves.
Ugh, so full.
Too many maiden names.
And social security numbers.
Where'd you find those?
By the password bar. Can't miss them.
LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss by monitoring your credit and bank statements. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620.
Pensacola Right Now, the News Hour, right here on News Radio 92.3. Just to give you a heads up, the Kids Fishing Clinic is coming up this Saturday at Maritime Park. Free registration for kids 5 to 15 begins at 8:30 in the morning for the first 350 participants. And the participants are going to get a free fishing combo while supplies last as well. Now let's get traffic and weather together on the fives of Gracie Wolf. And then, Gracie, we got some pretty big news for Cat Country, our sister station, that's coming up tonight as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, on the roads, we're looking good. No slowdowns to report on I-10. On I-110, as you're getting off I-110 southbound right near the Pensacola Bay Center, we do have extremely slow-moving traffic just around the bend toward in between Gregory and Chase, as well as getting off the P. Pensacola State College graduation is tonight at 6, so that is causing some slowdowns there, but other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather.
Look out for a little bit of rain this evening. We've been seeing some thunderstorms back to the north and west, and some of that may drop in this evening or tonight. It's possible we'll get a few showers. Otherwise, the rain chance is really pretty low over the next couple days, even through the weekend. It runs at about 20% each day, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. Temperatures will be about the same, so it will be warm and humid. Look out for some overnight fog, highs between 80 and 85, with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio with your traffic and weather together. So tonight is the 58th Academy of Country Music Awards. It's starting 7 p.m. Central on Amazon Prime. It's free to watch even if you don't have Amazon Prime. Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton are going to be the hosts, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, won Best Radio Station of the Year for Small Market. And most of the Cat Country crew are in attendance. Even the ones that aren't, they're still just as great. I will point that one out.
I have no idea who she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I heard their intern's really good. other streaming news, Hulu and Disney are going to combine in one app. This came out today, and Disney is going to be combining Hulu content with Disney Plus into one app. And the CEO, Bob Iger, announced that today. And the company is going to be beginning to roll out the new app by the end of the calendar year. For now, this option is only going to be available for consumers who have both the subscription to both services. And then, of course, we are talking a little bit about Elon Musk. He announced that there's going to be a new CEO. It's going to be a woman. And they're excited that this new CEO is going to be starting about 6 weeks, but they haven't said who it is yet. So hopefully that'll be coming out soon, sir. Some more information on Twitter.
And today, going along with the Title 42, what we've been talking about, that's ending today. I did need to point out this. Our state attorney general, Ashley Moody, is suing, or not, sorry, she's not suing. She kind of is. She's sued to try to have a temporary stoppage, just a temporary, what does she call it, restraining order to stop the mass release of migrants into the United States. So she filed that earlier today. So it's kind of a last-minute filing, so not sure if that's going to be able to get through in time. But the idea is even if Title 42 ends, we shouldn't just mass release everybody that we're detaining into the country, which is what apparently the memos have come out saying that that's what's going to happen. And so Ashley Moody, our attorney general, is seeking that temporary restraining order. We'll keep an eye on that story to see, to, you know, basically to see if we're if that's going to go through or not. So either way, we'll be keeping up an eye on that. Also, the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, he's demanding answers from the FDA and the CDC. He wants them to answer 12 questions on why they have ignored scientific studies on safety and adverse effects of mRNA injections and neglected to inform the public on critical issues with vaccines. Some of the things in the letter explained, he's wanting them to explain why Pfizer deadlines for reporting the subclinical myocarditis study was delayed until December 2022, despite the CDC promoting vaccinating millions of young people. And then it was postponed again until June of 2023. He wants them to, the FDA and the CDC, to explain both of these. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom real quick for an update on what's going on in the national news. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, Bobby, President Trump in a new poll leading Governor Ron DeSantis by 8 points in the latest Florida primary polling. Some numbers on Trump's town hall on CNN. Turns out provided a significant viewership boost. Nielsen's rating show CNN had around 3.3 million viewers compared to Fox's 1.45 million and MSNBC's 1.4 million. Adidas will sell some of its remaining stock of Yeezy shoes and donate the proceeds to charity. The company's been sitting on about $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy shoes since cutting ties with Kanye West. Sales of the product stopped after he made numerous anti-Semitic comments late last year. All that coming up is the Fox News break, and after that is Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Bye.
5:37 here at News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday for you. Looking ahead to the weekend. We're a couple minutes late here. Traffic and weather together on the fives. We'll start off with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now on I-10. We do have some slow-moving traffic getting off of I-110 southbound, getting onto East J Street. They have an event going on at Pensacola Bay Center, so just keep that in mind. But if you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Tonight, there's a chance a few thunderstorms might rumble through the area, or maybe even a little bit of rain. We've got that chance throughout the evening and late night hours. Look for that. But over the next several days, the rain chance is generally pretty low, only at around 20, maybe 30%, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. High temperatures will run mainly between 80 and 85, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, it's been a busy day for the FDA as well as a lot of other topics in our top three stories.
Yeah, the FDA, first of all, they removed the ban on gay and bisexual men from giving blood. That's been decades ban that they just removed today. And the FDA panel voted unanimously in support of the over-the-counter birth control pill. So if the panel approves it, usually the full FDA will approve it next. Elon Musk announced that he has found a new CEO for Twitter, an unnamed woman who is going to be announced on Thursday. Next Thursday. Yeah. She's going to take over in about 6 weeks, according to him. And the he did not specify the name of the next CEO or anything like that. She will start working in June. And he will still oversee major functions of Twitter, like product and software updates and things like that. So pretty interesting one right there. Then the last top three stories is the U.S. border communities are already getting the initial surge of migrants as Title 42 expires today. The past 3 days alone have had around 10,000 migrants encountered at the border. So there you go. In fact, we do have one bit of breaking news here locally that we just covered just a little bit ago. Joe, why don't you give us that breaking news for us?
Yeah, City of Pensacola getting a big boost in the effort to become the permanent headquarters of the American Magic Sailing Team. Triumph Gulf Coast approving an $8.5 million grant for the Port of Pensacola, which they will use to completely renovate Warehouse 10 at the port, along with designing and constructing the what they hope and what they would expect to be the permanent headquarters for the American Magic Sailing Team. So big news, big economic driver. Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about this a few weeks ago, that there was a couple of different funding sources that the city was going to. First, Triumph, and then also a state grant funding as well. So a big piece of that pie bitten off today. So good news there. With the relocation of American Magic, the city says about 170 jobs would be created on that effort.
Excellent. Very good. What else? Well, let's get over here. Governor DeSantis, he has gone ahead and signed 4 healthcare-related bills today targeting COVID-19 mandates. So we knew this was coming. Now, I know that the COVID emergencies are all done. These are all kind of preemptive things to make sure if something like this happens again, that we won't have all these mandates. So one of the bills prohibits businesses and government agencies and schools from requiring people to take COVID-19 tests or wear face coverings to enter their facilities. So that's a pretty big one right there. Then also pertaining to that, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo is demanding answers from the FDA and the CDC. He wants them to answer 12 questions on why they ignored specific studies on the safety and adverse effects of the mRNA injections and neglected to inform the public on critical issues with the vaccines. He also asked them to report why randomized clinical trials were not required prior to their approval of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine boosters, including the new bivalent booster as well. So we'll see what happens with that. Gracie, what do we got going on some national news?
Officials in cities thousands of miles away from the southern border say that they are also expecting to be overwhelmed by the influx of immigrants or migrants. The New York City has suspended the right to shelter rule, which requires families to be placed in private rooms in bathrooms. Adidas will sell some of its remaining stock of Yeezy shoes to donate to proceeds of charity. So the company has been sitting on $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy shoes since the cutting of ties of rapper Kanye West, and sales of the product stopped after he made numerous anti-Semitic comments late last year. And lastly, Bobby, the Marine veteran will be charged by the Manhattan DA in the Fifth Precinct. That's going to be Friday morning to face charges of manslaughter with a second-degree murder. So that is Daniel Penny. He's going to be arrested in charge of manslaughter. That's from the spokesman of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. In sports, Joe, we do have some games in the NBA tonight, right?
Yeah, a couple of big games. Could have a couple of series decided tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers are at home against the Boston Celtics, leading that series 3-2. Doubleheader on ESPN will start at 6:30, followed by the Suns hosting the Nuggets at 9. The Nuggets lead that series 3-2. A couple of key players might be out tonight. We know that the Suns will be without Chris Paul. DeAndre Ayton is questionable, and Jamal Murray for the Nuggets is also questionable. Meanwhile, in the NHL, doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock on TNT. The Carolina Hurricanes leading the New Jersey Devils 3-1. They're at home, and the Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars are tied at 2. That one follows at about 8:30. Very light schedule in Major League Baseball. Braves and the Marlins are off today, but a big game on MLB Network. The Yankees hosting the Rays in about 15 minutes. And the NFL set to release its full schedule for the upcoming season starting at 7 o'clock. Games have been leaking out over the last few days. A couple of Week 1 games of note. The Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting the Detroit Lions on the season opening Thursday night game. And the first Monday night football game will be the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. So a very big divisional game featuring Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen. Other sports news, former St. John's basketball coach Mike Anderson says he's seeking $46 million from the university, saying that he was fired with cause only so that the school could avoid paying his buyout and instead use the money to hire Rick Pitino. He wants the full $11.4 million remaining on his contract, as well as $34.2 million in punitive damages. 5:45 now, time for traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 as well as I-110, showing no major slowdowns, but when you're getting out off of I-10 southbound, expect some slow traffic getting downtown. There is a vet going on at the Pensacola Bay Center. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Look out for a little bit of rain this evening. We've been seeing some thunderstorms back to the north and west, and some of that may drop in this evening or tonight. It's possible we'll get a few showers. Otherwise, the rain chance is really pretty low over the next couple days, even through the weekend. It runs at about 20% each day, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. Temperatures will be about the same, so it will be warm and humid. Look out for some overnight fog, highs between 80 and 85, with overnight lows mainly in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Told you a few minutes ago about the Port of Pensacola getting the $8.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. Other big local headlines today. State Fire Marshal's Office investigating a house fire from last night that left a home on Empire Drive a total loss. Escambia Fire Rescue says one firefighter had minor injuries, was treated and released from a local hospital. A sentencing today for a man who killed another man with a propane tank. That happened back in 2021 when 36-year-old Timothy Johnson got into an argument with another man at Odom's Bar in Century and struck him over the head with a steel propane tank. Today, sentenced to the maximum 15 years in prison. A Brazilian-based company announcing plans today to establish its first U.S.-based operations in Century. Parent company Grupo GA230 says that Algoplast Corp. has signed a lease agreement to operate at the Century Industrial Park building. The company specializes in plastic injection products. They're expected to create around 25 jobs within 5 years, and the lease agreement will pay the town of Century $94,000 per year. Statewide note, but certainly one of local interest, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says they're about 2 months ahead of the required date for the state's new Rape Kit Tracking Database to be live. This came out of a 2021 law called Gale's Law that requires the state implementing a web-based tracking system to allow survivors of sexual assault to monitor the location and status of their barcoded rape kits. The state today saying that that system is now live. Also, the popular Palafox Market expansion starts this week. There will be the Palafox Market South at Plaza Ferdinand, in addition to the regular Palafox Market at Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. So that gets started every Saturday now between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Gracie, big night for our friends at Cat Country and for the intern as well tonight.
Yes, the 58th ACM Awards is going to be tonight. That's going to be on Amazon Prime starting at 7. Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton are going to be the hosts. And, of course, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, won Best Radio Station of the Year with the small in the small market. And most of the Cat Crew co-workers, our co-workers, are in attendance in Texas. Not all, but it doesn't mean that they aren't still great. In other streaming news, Hulu and Disney Plus Contact is going to be combined into one app. The services are going to stay separate, but Disney announced today, the CEO Bob Iger said that the company is going to begin to roll out a new app by the end of the calendar year. For now, this option is only going to be available for consumers who have subscribed to both services. And if you are a fan of Fast and Furious, Paul Walker's daughter is going to be making an appearance in the latest entry of Fast and Furious on Instagram today. Meadow Walker posted a preview of her cameo in Fast X. This is the first Fast and Furious movie was released when she was about 1 year old and her dad died in 2013, and his last movie was Furious 7. Also, just real quick, one of our top three stories, but also kind of pop culture. Twitter CEO Elon Musk announced that the company's next CEO is going to be a woman on Thursday. She's going to be starting about 6 weeks. Don't have a lot of information on who she is, but yep, she's going to be starting in June. What's going on in health, Bobby?
Yeah, so a couple things going on in health right here. Today marks the end of the federal COVID-19 public health emergency declaration. CDC says that after today, its authorization to collect certain types of public health data will expire. And a new statement from the CDC says COVID vaccines will remain available and are still being distributed free for all children and adults. Peloton is recalling over 2 million exercise bikes because the seat can break while in use. There have been about 35 reports of the seat detaching with 13 injury reports. The bikes with model number PL01 were sold from January 2018 through this month from Peloton, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Amazon, and retailed at about $1,400. And so those are being repealed as well. Now, I did see this story here just to give you a heads up. Kind of not breaking, but kind of recent news. Over 800 rockets have been fired into Israel in 36 hours. Police have confirmed that there's one death in Rehovot after the rocket fire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant plan to hold a situation assessment following the attack, but one diplomat said that Israel will respond strongly to the rocket attack. We're going to get a quick break right here on News Radio 92.3, and when we come back here, we've got some more national and local headlines.
Mr. Know-it-all, I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share, with the birds I'll share.
Right now, on the News Hour, on News Radio 92.3, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is trying to get a temporary restraining order to stop a mass release of migrants into the country, coinciding with the end of Title 42. She says that it is materially identical to a policy that was blocked by a federal judge earlier this year to just release people into the country. Now, data is showing that Florida's economy is booming despite inflation. And according to the FOED, Florida's tax revenues in March gained about $167.7 million. That's 4.8% over the forecast made by the General Revenue Estimating Conference. Sales tax were up about 1.7% over the estimate. And according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, state's unemployment rate of 2.6% was tied for the 10th lowest nationally with Idaho and Maine. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives, then we'll get some local stories for you.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic update is presented by David's Catfish, Dogwood Drive in Milton. Let's get a quick look from Alan Strum with our weather.
Tonight, there's a chance a few thunderstorms might rumble through the area, or maybe even a little bit of rain. We've got that chance throughout the evening and late night hours. Look for that. But over the next several days, the rain chance is generally pretty low, only at around 20, maybe 30%, just looking for a pop-up shower or storm. High temperatures will run mainly between 80 and 85, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe, exciting day for American Magic headquarters, right?
Yeah, so the city's been efforting now to make the Port of Pensacola the permanent home of American Magic. The team has been using the port as a temporary seasonal training site since 2018. A big effort to make that permanent, and today a big step towards that goal. Triumph Gulf Coast approving an $8.5 million grant, which would be used in part to design, renovate, and complete Warehouse 10 to serve as the team's permanent headquarters. Renovations would include a 50-foot addition, along with designing and constructing a dock and boat ramp. The city still going after some other state funds, but a big chunk of the funding that they were after coming today from Triumph Gulf Coast. Elsewhere in local headlines, the city of Milton last night, city council rejecting a revamped city social media policy critics say would have only invited censorship.
I am perfectly capable of monitoring my verbal output and do not need anyone to tell me what I may and may not say in public or on social media. The City of Milton residents elected me based on my opinions and theirs. I will not allow any other council members to vote me out of office based on my opinion, and you all should not allow this to happen to you.
It's Ward 2 Representative Roxanne Meese, the rest of the council voting unanimously against the changes. The proposal would have had city employees along with elected and appointed officials agreeing to not post any content depicting city property, equipment, or personnel in a manner that, quote, would adversely affect the reputation of the city or a city department. And an update from a high-speed chase from Monday. Two cantonment men were arrested, charged multiple counts, including grand theft of a motor vehicle and firearm. 37-year-old Winston Nobles was driving the car. His passenger, 42-year-old Christopher Holt, both of those men from cantonment. The crash happened after a high-speed chase that reached speeds of 110 miles per hour. They crashed into a power pole that led to about 1,000 Florida Power and Light customers temporarily without power. But Scambia deputies making two arrests in that case there. Elsewhere in local headlines, the popular Palafox Market expanding now to include the Palafox Market South. That will be at Plaza Ferdinand. It will include vendors that are familiar with the Palafox Market, along with a new mix of farmers, artists, and craftsmen and women to fill up Plaza Ferdinand, in addition to the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. That starts this Saturday, every Saturday moving forward between 9 and 2. That wraps it up for hour number one of the News Hour, Pensacola Right Now. WEAR News is next, and we'll be back in about 12 minutes from now on News Radio 92.3.